The Verde River is murky and green through this stretch of desert near Clarkdale. Its water contains secrets that a team of scientists hope to uncover.
I've done a lot of falling in rivers the last year.
Wildlife biologist Katie Benson wades into the water to dip a small sample jar.
All right, so I'm basically positioning myself in the middle of the flow. And then I usually just wait a few seconds because I've kicked up some, you know, sediment and things on the way out here. So just wait a few seconds. And then open up my filter housing. Go ahead and dip it in the water upstream for myself.
The water is full of DNA, not just from fish and frogs, but from a lot of other animals that drink from, swim through, or fly over the river. Benson's vision is one day wildlife biologists will be able to make a list of every vertebrate species in a watershed, just with a scoop of water.
This is still, you know, quite a bit of work, but it is definitely not as labor-intensive as some of the traditional surveys.
In traditional surveys, biologists have to go into the field to count birds or net fish. It takes a long time, and it can be stressful for wildlife. Hillary Eaton is a forensic scientist.
I was actually kind of shocked at the way that they would monitor animals, so electrofishing, traps.
Eaton wanted to know if forensic techniques could help.
It's less invasive, less stressful, especially when you're talking about threatened and endangered species and having to trap them or tranquilize them. If you don't have to do that, then let's maybe not do that.
So far, they've sampled DNA from the Verde River, Fossil Creek, Oak Creek, and even a few stock ponds. The technique has to be tweaked for each ecosystem and for things like temperature and time of year. Eaton says it's not new to use DNA to study wildlife, but most methods target a specific species.
Versus our method, you can find whatever's there, whether it's supposed to be there or not.
On the riverbank, the scientists sterilize their gloves with bleach to prevent contamination. Biologist Matt Valenti uses a pump to squeeze the water sample through a filter.
So this is actually from an auto parts store, a little vacuum pump that's operated by hand. It's used for draining brake lines usually.
They'll put the DNA-drenched filter on ice to take back to the laboratory.
All right, and we're done.
In the lab, they'll extract the DNA and make copies of a single gene that acts like a barcode. These sequences are uploaded to a worldwide database of more than 400,000 species called GenBank.
Some of them, we have found out, match perfectly to other species in the database, and some of them don't. So that's when the detective work starts to try to figure out, okay, what are we missing that should be here?
They've identified tiny, rare fish like the Gila top minnow and black bears that went for a bath. And the results turned up one case of mistaken identity. Everybody thought the Verde River was full of an exotic fish called the smallmouth bass. DNA proved it was actually the red-eye bass all along.
One of the foundations of all biology is knowing what species are where. And we may not fully understand how to use it all yet, but there's a lot of power there that really we haven't had access to in the past.
This forensic technique can't replace traditional surveys completely. It gives only the presence or absence of a species, not population numbers. But Valenti thinks it'll be a critical first step in the future. It shows what's really in the ecosystem, including surprises that nobody knew to expect. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siviny in Flagstaff.